Welcome to Forecast News with me, Afshin Ratansi, and with Millie, but she's not here. So she's still on assignment, I presume. Let's hope she's safe wherever she is in the world. It's the 6th of May, Monday the 6th of May. We're going to look at tomorrow's Forecast News for Tuesday, because that's the way we roll. Forecast News, do subscribe. Forecast News for the 7th of May, that's Tuesday. Vladimir Putin will be sworn in for another term at the Kremlin. And that's following the March the 17th presidential elections. I suppose those cultural dictators who go to the Met Gala in New York on Monday night will wake up with a hangover as they perhaps see how Russia is stronger than ever after it responded to the provocations of NATO in Ukraine. Perhaps they will. Perhaps they won't even know, because, of course, we know what propaganda media will be saying. They'll be saying that somehow Netanyahu has disobeyed the jurisdiction, the pleas. Well, were they really from Antony Blinken and the Biden administration not to commit further genocide? And there are 600,000 children that face catastrophe in the US, UK, EU nation armed killing that has been ensuing in Rafah over the past few days as the bombings of Tent City on that border continue. And yet, it continues. The International Court of Justice, the International Criminal Court, they sit around while the obvious genocide continues. And of course, the campus protests spreading around the NATO nation world are a testament to the fact that people know from perhaps TikTok, which is being banned in the United States, that their propaganda media is not telling the truth. How fitting that on Tuesday the 7th, I think it's Tuesday the 7th, the, in 1937, the German Condor Legion equipped with Heinkel HE-51 biplanes arrived in Spain to assist Franco's forces, because of course NATO is supplying Zelensky and the neo-Nazis in Ukraine against Russia in its proxy war. The Holocaust Day Remembrance Ceremony in the United States Capitol Visitor Center in Washington, D.C. will have Biden, Genocide Joe, visiting to commemorate a Holocaust when he is supporting the people who have the insignia of the Nazis in Ukraine fighting Russian troops and who supports genocide in West Asia. How ironic. In Chad, a country which is full of controversy, one might say, the Mahamat Idris Deby winning the presidential elections that occurs this week, the son of a person that used to be a French colonial proxy, who now shows elements of independence. Can he fight off any CIA assassination attempts from Bill Burns? We have to wait and see. But certainly Chad, which has been so affected, Chad, a country three times the size of California, surrounded on all sides by countries destabilized by NATO nations, notably Libya, of course, which Hillary Clinton and Obama helped to destroy, Africa's richest per capita nation. We'll have to wait and see whether Chad can withstand the onslaught from US and French power, trying to take control of the mineral resources that have been, the wealth from which has been denied to the Chadian population. It should be noted that the people that killed the incumbent, FACT, a former tool of French imperialism itself, and Haftar, the former CIA asset, perhaps CIA asset now, in Libya, he has been working with people in that region. So the CIA very strong in Chad, and we'll have to see whether Deby Jr. is going to be all right. Xi Jinping, who was in Paris today on Monday the 6th, will be going to Serbia. And that's quite an anniversary, because as NATO nations try and murder the people of Eastern Ukraine, Xi Jinping will be at the Chinese embassy in Belgrade, which was bombed by NATO warplanes in their illegal war to destabilize Europe and destroy the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. How ironic. Of course, Xi Jinping and the French, sorry, the People's Republic, the People's Liberation Army, didn't do anything in response to NATO, a fact that will be underscored maybe by his visit. Three Chinese were killed when NATO de facto attacked China in 1999 on May the 7th. He did visit Paris today, and how ironic, of course, that France was part of all of that war on Yugoslavia. And Scholz, little Chancellor Scholz, will be meeting the Bosnian leader, Denis Bisirovic, a Washington proxy, a NATO proxy, in the Chancellery in Berlin. No doubt Chinese media won't be quoting too much from what Scholz is doing. They'll be plastering the importance of the violence of NATO, whether it be to destroy Yugoslavia, whether it be to try and destroy the people's lives of eastern Ukraine, whether it be their munitions used against the children of Gaza. Also, on May the 7th, France implicated in another day, because it's Dien Bien Phu, Victory Day in Vietnam, when the communist Vietnamese in 1954 overthrew French imperialism. What a day for French imperialism. A day after Xi Jinping visits Paris, he looks at the bombing of by NATO, by France, a member of NATO, in Belgrade. But of course, in Vietnam, people remember the atrocities committed by France there. In India, on May the 7th, the phased polling day, 543 members of the Lok Sabha expected to mostly go to the incumbent Modi. 94 constituencies to be voted on there. AI in the Brookings Institution address in Washington. There'll be Sam Altman, who Elon Musk has said they quite a dangerous open AI system that could be used, of course, by the military, the Pentagon, to kill civilians. We know that Israel has been using AI rather than artificial intelligence, perhaps artificial ignorance, as it used technology, let alone Amazon servers, to slaughter children. Nothing has been done. Nothing is even being talked about, these technology companies that are intimately related to the genocide. Disney shares. Disney reports on Tuesday results. Disney, they own ABC News, ABC Television Network, a genocide sponsor, co-conspirator, collaborator that broadcasts lies about the genocide in Gaza. It, of course, owns the theme parks, ESPN, Freeform, FX, National Geographic. You see the full spectrum propaganda that U.S. conglomerates operate on. So they can disguise genocide, they can support genocide of Ukrainians, Russians now in eastern Ukraine, and lie about Zelensky's chances, lie about the presence of Nazis, saying there aren't any Nazis in Ukraine. They own Disney Plus, Star Plus, ESPN Plus, Hulu, Hallstar, the Disney Experience, all used as propaganda for NATO nation wars. And of course, if those of you able to get it, How to Read Donald Duck explains the history of Disney used to support the Vietnam genocide and Lao genocide and Cambodia genocide. On May the 7th as well, on Tuesday, Guatemala hosts a ministerial meeting in Guatemala City. This is about migrants or those seeking asylum or those seeking freedom from US-backed wars south of the Rio Grande. Guatemala, which is now run by a puppet of the CIA, Bernardo Arevalo, intimately tied with the Israeli genocide. Guatemala, of course, inspired Che Guevara when the CIA, or the U.S., overthrew the Arbenz government in the 50s. Today, and in recent times, Guatemala used as a Israeli laboratory for military installations, now used to murder tens of thousands of women and children in Gaza. So Bernardo Arevalo collaborating with Samantha Power, the head of the CIA cutout U.S. AID, AID organization, which is used to brutally murder in the name of aid and humanitarian aid. Wednesday, May the 8th in 1943, hundreds of Algerian civilians were killed by French army soldiers. So French colonialism intimately tied to anniversaries this week, but also that the colonialism in West Africa and of course their colonialism in the Washington proxy war on Russia through Ukraine, as Macron says, and doubles down on the idea of French troops trying to murder Russian troops in Ukraine. It's also the anniversary, the 1987 anniversary on Wednesday, of the SAS, which has troops in Ukraine right now. We know that from a German Luftwaffe phone call that was leaked. The SAS in 1987 on May the 8th murdered provisional IRA volunteers and civilians in an ambush in Lofgol. No justice ever been done about that. An international conference will be occurring this week. It'll be midway through on Wednesday, May the 8th, in Isfahan, Iran. Of course, that was one of the places that NATO nation-armed Israel has tried to attack in recent days. There, Rafael Grossi is he the IAEA director? Often talked about as a CIA cutout organization after its ludicrous reports about nuclear proliferation amongst the official enemies of Washington. Well, maybe it'll be virtual, or maybe he will be visiting Iran to look at the nuclear facilities in Iran. Iran, of course, says it is un-Islamic to have nuclear weapons, many in West Asia believing, perhaps along with Saudi Arabia, nuclear weapons are needed in this region to enforce a deterrent against the nuclear weapons of a genocidal entity in West Asia, supported by NATO nations, namely Israel. Of course, that revealed by Mordecai Vanunu under a kind of house arrest, even to this day, after his kidnapping in London, for revealing to the Sunday Times newspaper that Israel had nuclear weapons. Also on the 7th, Wednesday the 8th of May, the Mali dialogue of peace and reconciliation. Very difficult in Mali, of course, because NATO nations are trying to seize control from democratic-led forces. They don't want democracy in West Asia. They want imperialism, and Russia, China, the global South, all there now to ally with those West African nations so keen on I'm trying to rejuvenate the region. Mali, of course, the site of Timbuktu University, the ancient university, which was the first university. Scholz, though, in Germany, as his economy flounders because of the self-sanctioning for his genuflection to Washington proxy armies in Ukraine to fight Russia, will be meeting the Finnish president as Finland continues its disintegration as an independent, as a social democratic country, as it becomes a de facto colony, if it wasn't already. North Macedonia, another US cutout proxy. They have parliamentary elections. They support Israel. They support Ukraine. Just another proxy. Lloyd Austin will be watching all these things. The cancer patient, AWOL Pentagon boss, erstwhile Raytheon director, will be giving testimony at the U.S. Senate, at the Senate Appropriations Committee's subcommittee, along with the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Charlie Brown. It will be interesting, as always, to see how out of depth the boss of the Pentagon is. But he's no doubt looking forward to his firing by a possible Donald Trump win in November, which would mean he'll be back to all his multi-million dollar shares at Raytheon, which have benefited so much from genocide in West Asia and the proxy war on Russia through Ukraine. Guantanamo, the American torture camp in occupied Cuba, will continue to have motions all week to hear a case regarding Abd al-Hadi al-Iraqi, who's pleaded guilty to working directly with the Taliban to determine responsibility and lines of communication between the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Well, that's a bit ironic, isn't it? Because the Taliban, originally catalyzed by U.S. support for Islamist forces in Afghanistan, they, of course, supported Osama bin Laden, the CIA did. So now there's going to be some sort of torture court testimony about that. Presumably, it'll all be kept secret how the CIA supported those forces that eventually would lead up to 9/11, the big terror attack in 2001 on Washington and New York. It's VE Day in Europe on Wednesday, the 8th. How ironic that today those countries that fought Nazism are now supporting Nazism. There is in Ukraine a day of remembrance and victory over Nazism. Watch out for the fact that there will be little coverage in the propaganda media of NATO nations, which ban routinely, whether it be Rumble, the online platform. They support YouTube, owned by Google, of course, which is a CIA cutout company, Alphabet. But they ban free speech, and they'll be banning the Nazis, who won't be remembering VE Day as a victory, but as a loss, and perhaps future ideas of some future Führer. Probably not Zelensky, as he's too equivocal and taking maybe too much money that is being received by NATO donors. Red Crescent Day as well. World Cross, Red Cross and Red Crescent Day. What days for them? How many have been killed from the World Red Cross and Red Crescent in West Asia by NATO nation supported armies around the world in their history? But this year, as perhaps the Rafah genocide continues and gets going, what a day for the Red Cross to have its day. Amidst all this, Paris hosts the Olympic, Paris 2024, where the Olympics will be held. The Olympic flame will be arriving in the war-torn. It might as well be war-torn. It's certainly socioeconomically war-torn city of Marseille in the south of France. The Olympic flame arrives there around 7 p.m. local time. Of course, it's not really an Olympics because the largest country in the world is not even allowed to compete under its own name. But Israel, committing genocide in Gaza, is allowed to fly its flag. Anyone competing in the Olympics this year, arguably, is some kind of party to allowing genocide of some kind. How apt that in 1899, on Wednesday, Friedrich Hayek, whose economics and whose theories of economics we all around the world have been living under or influenced under, this idea of a spiritual free market, an absence of a religion, an absence of fraternity, liberty, egalite. Hayek was born in 1899, died in 1992, an advisor to Margaret Thatcher. And of course, covering all of these stories, some people will be watching Fox News, Fox Broadcasting Company, Fox Television News, Fox News, Fox Business, Fox Sports, Tubi, an online platform, News International, Dow Jones, The Wall Street Journal, HarperCollins, Fox Entertainment, Fox Film Studio, Fox TV Networks. They're two separate companies split up by Rupert Murdoch after the revelations that his group were involved in hacking the answering machine of a murdered schoolgirl in Britain. Murdoch is the chair of Fox Corp. Lachlan Murdoch, his son, executive chair. This is one of the big propaganda networks. They are some of the big media oligarchs that run not only film, media, news, publishing, novels, poetry, full spectrum dominance of the narrative, so that nothing can be allowed through to allow for NATO nation totalitarianism. Thus, we will hear how evil Viktor Orban is in Hungary as he receives Xi Jinping for, I think, 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Wednesday, May the 8th to Friday, May the 10th. There'll be lots talked about there, about a new world order for President Tomas Sulyok will be there as well, celebrating 75 years of the anniversary of diplomatic relations between China and Hungary. At a Washington address, though, Rice University, no, at Texas, in Houston, Rice University, if he can get through, the masses of demonstrations at Rice University will be the Middle East coordinator for genocide, Joe Brett McGurk, who delivers remarks on U.S. policy at 6 o'clock local time at Rice University in on Main Street in Houston, if anyone wants to go down and listen to what he has to say about the mass murder of women and children at the behest of military support from NATO nations, including, of course, the United States. But then again, Wednesday, May the 8th is supposed to be the due date for a report for the Biden administration on whether any of those U.S. weapons are used to slaughter children, women, men, civilians, journalists, Red Cross workers, Red Crescent workers, humanitarian organization workers. I wonder, under the February 8th National Security Memorandum on safeguards and accountability with respect to transferred defense articles and defense services, whether this report will somehow mean, oh, wait a minute, maybe these arms shouldn't be used under US law to supply a genocide. Lebanon will be discussed on May the 8th at 10 o'clock in the morning on the UN Security Council. Of course, Lebanon being destabilized more and more by NATO nations as the Lebanese population seek help from the elected members of the resistance that will have to protect Lebanon as NATO nation proxy Israel is used to widen the war. The former Saudi ambassador to the United States will be at Princeton University to discuss Gaza, where there have been mass protests on the lines of the Vietnam protests of the 1960s. That's Prince Turki Al-Faisal of Saudi Arabia. He will be talking about critical issues at a virtual event hosted by the School of Public and International Affairs. We'll have to wait and see what Saudi Arabia says, but I presume he'll be saying no normalization with Israel, as is the much trumpeted talking points of the United States. On and on, for no apparent reason, certainly against any evidence or advice that we're receiving from Riyadh. And on top of all of that, George Washington University, the pro-Palestinian protests, there'll be a U.S. House Committee hearing at lunchtime, 12:55. Room 2154 at the Rayburn Office Building in Washington, D.C. The House Oversight and Accountability Committee holds a hearing on the response to these radical anti-Semitic. That's what it's actually being said in the press release from the House. They're anti-Semitic. So all those Jews are at the demonstrations against the genocide. Perhaps they should turn up if they can from George Washington University or their friends and relations to ask why on earth D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, Metropolitan Police Department Chief Pamela Smith are refusing, in some cases, to destroy the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which allows people to protest things like genocide and even gives them the right to hate speech, not the Jewish protesters demonstrating against Israel in the United States are liable to be anti-Semitic. Class action lawsuits on Google's anti-competition claims being heard at the in Britain, at the Competition Appeal Tribunal. Of course, Google will threaten Britain if the class action suits win. On Wednesday, on May the 8th, there's accusations of bias at NPR at the U.S. House Committee. Presumably, that's at room 2123 at 10 in the morning. Presumably, they're saying that somehow NPR is in any way progressive when we know NPR supports Nazism in Ukraine, supports genocide in West Asia, supports the overthrow of the Venezuelan government, probably. And results from the New York Times, the infamous United States propaganda newspaper. Arthur Gregg Dash Sulzberger, born August 5th, 1980, he's the chairman of the New York Times Company, and anyone who reads the New York Times will see how it has been equivocal over genocide, how it supports Nazism in Europe, how it supports the overthrow of democratically elected governments in Africa, in Latin America, in Southeast Asia, and how the New York Times, something needs to be done about that newspaper. Presumably, though, profits are down, and it needs someone like Elon Musk to take it over so that it allows a true freedom of press to exist within the New York Times, which has infamously fired journalists who have actually been part of the truth and part of the craft of journalism. Victory Day in Russia. Vladimir Putin will be presiding over the Moscow military parade, which celebrates the victory over Nazism, in stark contrast to NATO nations, which now celebrate de facto Nazism with their money, because the money from NATO nations and the United States leaks into the neo-Nazis, wearing the tattoos, which are now being censored in images online by Alphabet and Google, by Meta's Facebook algorithms. In Britain, you're not even allowed to say that Zelensky is tied to Nazis. The Lord Mayor's banquet, Easter banquet, David Cameron, the British Foreign Secretary, once coalition prime minister, He's a Lord now. He was never elected to be a Member of Parliament, despite being Foreign Secretary. He will be talking at 9:50 p.m. in the City of London, where buildings are emblematic there of the mass money going to Nazis in Ukraine and militarism that is murdering women and children in the Middle East. He will be talking, but of course, it was only the other day. He said that British weapons sent to Zelensky can be used to murder Russians in Russia. The Russians demanded the British ambassador in Moscow to turn up to the foreign ministry, I understand. But so far, nothing really for Russia to... Russia haven't really responded to that. Perhaps Russia needs an official denial that Britain wants to send loads of weapons to murder Russians in Russia. ITV, it's a British propaganda outlet. They're giving a trading update at the stock exchange. They support Nazis in Ukraine. Amnesty International Media Awards. Amnesty International, of course, implicated in wars in West Asia for helping catalyze them as they were subverted from the inside by CIA cutouts. They slightly better on the genocide that's occurring now in West Asia, but certainly no inklings from Amnesty International about Nazis in Ukraine. The World Food Prize laureate announcement. What on earth is that? Because we know how the United States, the IMF, and the World Bank conspire to destroy, using food as a weapon, countries that are democratically elected leaders who do not support the Washington consensus. What's Antony Blinken? The man who supports genocide, the man who all over social media talks about his support for Netanyahu, pouring money, lobbying for them. He himself is a consultant for weapons companies, he'll be talking at a World Food Prize laureate announcement. Shame on whoever takes that award. The former Peruvian president, Pedro Castillo, on Thursday, May the 9th, will be charged over a self-coup. Peru is now run by Dina Boluarte, subject of Rolex Gate, actually, and because apparently she has lots of Rolex watches. Peru is a complete CIA cutout state. Castillo, who was replaced by Boluarte, was a CIA cutout himself. Desperate times in the love in the time of cholera landscape, or where Marquez wrote about. What matters whether Castillo, who was once the darling of the CIA, is now charged? Just typical. The US, like it will with Zelensky, disposes of those they use as puppets. Across Argentina, the birthplace of Che Guevara, there'll be a general strike against CIA-backed President Javier Milei, who is another US proxy. And widespread ethnic cleansing and war crimes in West Darfur, a Human Rights Watch report. Human Rights Watch, of course, intimately related to the CIA. More often than not, they are trying to stoke problems in Sudan, try and stop some kind of consensus between the Sudanese working out. They once lied about Darfur, there being a genocide in Darfur, with famous actors and celebrities. Just as famous actors and celebrities now support Nazis in Europe, like George Clooney, I suppose. Why is George Clooney's wife, Amal Clooney, who defended Julian Assange, not talking about genocide in Gaza? Oh, because the whole human rights industrial complex is part of the genocide, more often than not. Italy formally annexed Ethiopia after taking the capital Addis Ababa in 1936 on Thursday. More dates from history that are remembered in Africa as it tries to finally overthrow the IMF, World Bank, CIA cut out despotic regimes of capital, of Hayekian ideology that has blighted the continent. And in 1805 on Thursday, Friedrich Schiller, the German poet, the neo-Marxist poet, was died. And of course, he was talking about superstructures. Schiller, you will notice, he's not even available that much in new editions, because such is the stereoscopic mass propaganda model of NATO nations, they won't be translating Schiller, new translations of Schiller, such as the censorship of the German ideology, as it were. It was Schiller's words, Andy Freude, Ode to Joy, chosen by Beethoven for the Ninth Symphony, which is now, of course, the anthem of Nazism. What would Beethoven say? They play that anthem in Kiev, which is protected by those with tattoos of Nazis and the SS. Friday, May the 10th, in Venice, G7 justice ministers, how there can be a justice minister for any of those G7 economies, some may be asking, given those G7 economies are enabling genocide, are co-conspirators in the genocide in Gaza, where tens of thousands of women and children, and of course, scores of thousands of men, women and children have been killed, many lying under the rubble as their dock of the CIA is being built in Gaza, some say out of the rubble and skulls and bones of children. The justice ministers will be meeting in Venice. How they can talk about justice amidst their support for these wars. Israeli economy Friday, May the 10th, comes under the spotlight by the ratings agency Moody's, who famously got it so wrong before the before the 2008 economic crisis. Sovereign View review, I presume it'll be influenced by the fact the United States taxpayer is massively subsidizing the Israeli economy, the pensions of Ukrainians, basically at the expense of 40 million who will not be able to eat that night without federal SNAP food aid program. Israel's economy will be subsidized, but Moody's may downgrade it a little. University of Southern California on Friday, May the 10th, will have their commencement day, but the ceremony is cancelled because, of course, Azna Tabassum, a Muslim student, they don't want her at that commencement. She's a student at USC talking about how that university is involved in genocide through its investments. UK GDP figures will show the fact that UK self-sanctioning for the US proxy war on Russia through Ukraine is affecting its economy. And Blinken and his Spanish counterpart will be meeting on Friday, May the 10th at the State Department. That's Minister Jose Manuel Albares. Of course, Spain, like it was when it was fascist under Franco, just another neo-Nazi supporting country, now sending missiles, Patriot missile batteries to Ukraine. And it's also the anniversary of the Damascus bombings, suspected US, Israeli, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Daesh, all those proxies. They killed 55 people in Damascus. But of course, on a daily basis, we've seen in recent weeks, NATO-nation proxies murder, kill in Syria, while the United States steals oil as it occupies a third of the country illegally. The Jamaican Prime Minister, Jamaica, another proxy, unlike some of the other Caribbean countries, Jamaican Prime Minister will be in Delaware. Andrew Holness, he wants to get rid of King Charles. He hasn't even been able to do that and make Jamaica a republic. Tata Motors on Friday, May the 10th, has results. They own Jaguar Land Rover. And they are supplied to the Israeli military. So Tata, the Indian company, Tata Motors, intimately involved in those Jaguar Land Rovers that are used, to murder children in Gaza. Saturday, May the 11th, actually it's all week, in Tehran, is one of the largest book fairs, because books, that you'll see books actually in Tehran which don't cover don't cover news in the way news, literature, poetry, the arts are covered in, say, a British book fair or one in the United States. Because unlike in NATO countries, you'll be able to get books on everything in Tehran. There is no free speech in NATO countries. Without free speech, there can be no democracy. And in 1857, the Indian Rebellion of 1857 on May the 11th will be remembered. And in 1988, Kim Philby died. He went to my school. The British-Soviet double agent, he died in 1988. More and more revelations coming about him. He was an anti-Nazi, anti-fascist, and I'm sure he'd have had things to say about NATO support for Nazism today and how, arguably, his decision to oppose Britain and MI6, that policy is vindicated. It's also the anniversary, May the 11th, this year, 10 years ago, that the Donbass referendums occurred, where the people of eastern Ukraine said they wanted to be part of Russia. Sunday, the 12th of May, CIA, U.S. proxy Lithuania, there's a presidential election. Incumbent Gitanas Nauseda will be re-elected, I presume. 4,000 German combat troops occupy Lithuania at the invitation of Lithuania. Such is the way Lithuania is not really a country, but a U.S. German proxy state, with those countries celebrating the swastika emblazoned people in parts of Ukraine. BAFTA, that's their Academy Awards they have in Britain. They famously celebrated the Nazis of Ukraine, the British Academy Television Awards. What BAFTA does, the actors, the board, every part of the cultural framework of Britain celebrates Nazis in Ukraine de facto by their policies. So they celebrate through film, theater, music, ways of being able to promulgate CIA cutout propaganda. And how ironic, also made the 12th International Nurses Day. How many nurses will have been killed in Gaza by NATO nation weaponry by Sunday, May the 12th? On Monday, May the 13th, Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey hosts Kyriakos Mitsotakis, the Greek, his Greek counterpart, the Greek prime minister, who is clearly again, another Washington proxy cutout. The UN Security Council will be discussing Yemen continuing with its resistance forces to attempt to force Israeli and American and British shipping away from the Red Sea. No news about that in propaganda media as it affects inflation and affects prices. But Yemen continuing to show solidarity with those in Palestine. Joe Biden will be with King Abdullah of Jordan at the White House. King Abdullah of Jordan, very precarious governance there, given that most of his country are Palestinians. And he has been used as a base for the attacks on Iran, on Syria, on Iraq. Jordan now a firm, just another state of the United States. It might as well be Puerto Rico. And 1983, on May the 13th, the United States, in another celebration of the First Amendment, aerially bombarded African-American activists in Philadelphia, killing five children, six adults, at the MOVE headquarters. Five children: John Africa, Rhonda Africa, Teresa Africa, Frank Africa, Conrad Africa, Tree Africa, Delisha Africa, of course, the name Africa, because they didn't want to take slave names. 61 neighboring homes were destroyed by the U.S. military. This is the U.S. military bombing at home, used to bomb at home. And they left 250 people homeless because black people in the United States were seeking some kind of justice. Of course, the incarceration levels of black people in the United States is proportionately rivaling anything you will find in the whole of human history as part of the prison military industrial complex, which makes profits. And the bones of some of those killed, those black people killed in 1983, found themselves in Princeton University for investigations on. Mike Africa Jr. said they were bombed and burned alive, and now they want to keep their bones. In fairness, in 1996, a federal jury ordered the city to pay $1.5 million civil suit judgment to survivor Ramona Africa and relatives of two people killed in the bombing. $500,000 for pain and suffering. In 2005, a federal judge, Clarence Newcomer, presided over a civil trial. There was $12.8 million against the city of Philadelphia. And in November 2020, Philadelphia Council, City Council, approved a resolution to formally apologize for that bombing. But we'll have to wait and see for the apologies that will be needed to 100,000, well, it'll be more than that, the relatives and survivors of hundreds of thousands, 100,000 people by then, who knows how many after the Rafah invasion, killed, wounded, lives destroyed, annihilated, men, women, and children, Palestinians in Gaza, by Britain, the United States, the European Union nation weaponry. That's Forecast News. Subscribe to the channel. Millie should be back soon, because it's Forecast News with Millie and Afshin. And subscribe and follow us on Twitter and all that kind of thing. I'm Afshin Ratansi. See you next week.